We get lots of emails from listeners, and I can't always answer all of them, so we have decided to start an on-air letters segment. On March 6th, we had a call-in segment about how you get your media, and that got a lot of listener response. I said I thought that part of the fun of thumbing through a newspaper is that you sometimes discover things that you didn't expect to find, but several of you disagreed, including Stephen Distinti, who joins me now by phone. Stephen, how do you find interesting articles on the web?
Well, I mentioned this in the email that I sent you. One of the things that I find most helpful about, you know, the good news websites is that most of them, their homepages are organized almost as a table of contents. And so that when you go to specific sections, take the New York Times website, for example, you can go to the New York section and you can click on headlines only, and you can get just one page of, you know, the 15 headline articles and things. Or you can just go to the Metro briefing section and you can read the small, you know, blurbs about things going on around the city.
So they list every article that's in the newspaper?
Yeah, and oftentimes, you know, if you wake up at, you know, 6 in the morning or so and the print edition is waiting for you, you know, by 7 o'clock something's happened, and usually that'll be updated on the website, you know, in an AP blurb or something like that. So I find that also the reporting time is actually faster. It keeps you more up to date.
But usually I listen to Morning Edition to be brought up to date. So how much of your time does this take up, and what do you do when you're riding on the subway?
Well, with the subway, I find that I'm a little bit too clumsy to manage a large paper. What I'll do is I'll read something like the Daily News on the train, or often I'll just take a magazine, you know, New Yorker or Time or something like that, something that is sort of smaller that I feel sort of, you know, less like I'm imposing upon my neighbors on the train and bumping into. That's especially helpful, I find, during rush hour.
Stephen, thank you so much for writing in.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my time to talk to me.
A comment I made during my March 16th conversation with Professor Ted Joyce about the economics of abortion elicited a concerned message from Dustin Speer, who joins me now by phone. Hi, Dustin.
Hi.
What did I say that bothered you?
Well, it was, I don't think it was meant to offend, but you made a reference that a minor seeking an abortion could go to either New York or California and, hey, couple that with a trip to Disney World.
Well, Disneyland, I guess I was thinking about in Los Angeles. But I guess my point was that some of these young women are fairly young and they may not be ready for motherhood. How did you interpret it?
Well, I've given that a lot of thought. I interpret it more like it was not meant to be an offensive at all. I never saw that. But that it might play into the hands of the assembly members in New York State that are always looking for ways to bring in parental notification.
Mm-hmm. And you're an activist against parental notification laws, which was part of the topic of that interview?
Yes, exactly. I've been working on that for a number of years.
Dustin, I must admit there are times when I do say objectionable things. Hope it doesn't bother you when I do that.
Very rarely. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you so much for writing us.
Sure. Thank you.
Finally, there was a letter from a listener in Japan named Naoko. We asked her to join us by phone, but she insisted that her English wasn't good enough. You may not believe that after I read her letter, though. I promise I have not edited it. She writes, I started listening to your show on podcast about 2 months ago. At first, it was to improve my English listening skill, but now I'm rather listening to it for the content itself. Of course, sometimes I can't catch what you and your guests are saying, but I enjoy the shows most of the time. I'm especially impressed with your interviews with many Americans who are trying really hard to help people in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other impoverished countries. To be honest, I've been always angry at Bush administration's only America matters attitude, but your podcasts are convincing me that there are a whole lot of conscientious and energetic people in your country. Their stories are really inspiring. And she continues, I'll keep listening. Thank you. And I hope you keep listening and keep sending your emails to lowpaidshow@wnyc.org.